You are listening to the Hodges Huddle, where we discuss all things in the wide world of sports. Here is your KLSU sports team.
Welcome into the Hodges Huddle. I'm your host, Andre Champagne, and joining me today is my great co-workers, Jaden Smith and Michael Poggy. What's going on, guys,
man? What's going on, man? How we doing? How we doing?
We're doing good, man. What about y'all?
I mean, you know what I'm going to say.
What is it?
It's a calm little Tuesday, man.
It's actually not, though, because today the madness begins.
Yeah.
The play-in games, right?
Yeah.
I think, what, Grambling plays today as the time of recording?
Grambling.
Shout out Grambling, by the way. First tournament appearance ever in history. But, guys, how excited are we to be back for this week after a much-needed break? But also, it's the best freaking week in sports history. Like, all the time. Like,
really?
This is the best, in my opinion, this is the best week in sports, just period. People say Masters Week, maybe, for golf. They say Super Bowl weekend. Nah, this is it, guys.
We sleep in May.
We sleep in May.
I'm really excited. I wait for this month almost every year, so I'm really excited for
this
one.
Yeah, same. I think just the feeling of being able to watch college basketball in the middle of class during March Madness, like, no other sport has that kind of motion, man. So it's like, you can't beat that.
Honestly, I'm going to go off the notes here. Mm-hmm. You just brought something up, being able to watch it in school.
Yeah.
Okay, favorite March Madness memory. I mean, like, mine is definitely in eighth grade when I was just little dude. I remember watching, I think it was Duke that got upset on one of the first days of the tournament. My eighth grade year, but we watched it in math class, and it was like, if you finish your work, I'm gonna put it on.
Yeah,
shout out to Mr. A. Like,
yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah,
what about
your favorite memory?
Yeah, I mean, it's like associated
two,
with
two that come to mind. The first one last year, Furman versus Virginia,
yeah,
the historic Kevin Harlan call they had with that, and you see Stan Van Gundy just distraught afterwards,
about to have a heart attack.
Second to that is probably, the Zion, R.J. Barrett, Cam Reddish, when they got eliminated by
UCF.
It was Michigan State.
Michigan.
They almost got eliminated by UCF. But the reason that stuck with me so much is because right after that game, I think that's when, like, everybody got the news that, like, Nipsey Hussle died. Damn. So it's one of those things I remember exactly where I was, exactly what I was doing. So,
For me, I mean, I can't remember if it was, like, freshman year eighth grade, but Michigan had won a big game, and I'm not a Michigan fan, but I went to high school in Michigan, and so everybody around me was rooting for the blue, and they hit a game winner. I'm pretty sure it was
Jordan Poole.
It was Jordan Poole
against Houston, was it not?
Yeah, it was, and yeah, everybody was going crazy, and I just remember that. And it busted my bracket big time, so I remember that one.
That was a really cool game just because, like, Jordan Poole changed his shot midair.
Oh, no, it was
so
crazy.
So that was, like, just the coolest thing.
It was kind of lucky, I'm not going to lie.
I mean, it was lucky.
it was so lucky.
Now he's playing for the Wizards. So who's really winning?
I mean, he's had a good stretch, but overall, ugh.
No baddies in Washington, D.C. to pull up, so he can't perform well.
Right.
But let's get into it, man. We have a pretty packed episode here for today. Men's and women's NCAA March Madness tournament, like I said, starts this week. Could not be any more excited. Today we'll go over each of our brackets for both the men and women, so let's get into it. Before we get started with the matchups, I want everyone to give me their three teams that are under the radar for the men's tournament that could stir things up, and why to start things off. Now, this is teams that maybe you don't have going forward, but you could definitely see just kind of posing a threat to those higher seeds.
Yeah, so first things first, I got NC State. And reason being, they won five games in 5 days, and the last team to ever do that was in 2011 with Kemba Walker. And what did they do? They won the national championship. Right. So I really like them. They're in my opinion, I think they're, like, unstoppable down low. If they get out of their first round and end up playing Kentucky, I don't know if Kentucky's big men are going to be able to handle it. So we'll see how that goes. Next, I got Charleston.
Ooh, okay.
Charleston's a really – they are super deep, extremely deep. They play with 8 to 10 guys,
yeah,
like almost – consistently almost every game, and 7 of which are averaging 20 minutes per game. So they're always switching around. They can,
fresh.
They can shoot the lights out of the ball. They're going to be hitting you with threes, and you know in March – those three-point shooting teams, they can really yep. get you when yep. they get hot.
Yep.
And then I got Nevada. I really like Nevada. I really like Jerrod Lucas. Mm-hmm. He's averaging 17.8 a game, and Keenan Blackshear, who averages 15.1, yep. and he also shoots 49.9% from the field.
Yep.
So that guard play right there is already going to give some problems to teams. So I could see Nevada going pretty far.
Okay. I like those three.
I think for me, I do have NC State just because we know March Madness is it's not even just about teams, yeah. talent. It's just about yeah. Who gets hot at the right time. Yeah. And you win 5 games in 5 days. I don't think you can come into the tournament any hotter than these guys did.
Yeah.
And I think next to them, I have Michigan State giving some teams trouble just because okay. in the tournament, a lot of times coaching wins. And there's not many better suitors to lead you in the battle than Tom Izzo.
January, February, Izzo.
Exactly.
That's what they like yeah, to
exactly.
say.
That is true.
And then next to that, I'm going to go with TCU, man. I think TCU is a very good, stacked, deep team. They play the right way. They can give anybody fits. They also beat a very good Houston team early in the year. Mm-hmm. And I've said the whole year, man, if you can find a way to put up points and score against Houston, mm-hmm. you can beat anybody.
Wow. I think we're all going to have pretty much different ones besides that NC State pick,
yeah.
which I also love that pick. Michael, Jaden just said Michigan State. That was a team that you had mentioned before March and the bids were. We didn't think they were going to get a bid until pretty much, well, I thought they were out until yeah. they won, I think, a Big Ten game
yeah,
or
my,
two in the tournament.
My thing was just don't let them in because yeah. you let them in. Izzo's going to make something yeah, happen.
And their defense is great.
Yeah.
But for my first team that I think could stir things up and make a deep run, Duquesne Dukes. I think we always look at March and we see like, whoa, you look at St. Peter's and that story. That was great. That's yeah. a crazy story. You look at, I guess, FAU making the Final Four, right, last year. That's also a crazy story. Look at the story this year. With their coach, Keith Dambrot, retiring. I think they're going to play really hard for them, and they've got some momentum with them. They're a very good defensive team, ranking in the top 30 for total defense, and then they have a consistent guard play with a guy that can they can rely on. Yeah. Day-Day Grant averages 16. Fire name, by the way.
Yeah,
I think their matchups are favorable, too, in their bracket.
Yeah.
So, second team, I'm saying Washington State. They play a killer zone defense, which teams are straight up just not comfortable playing against them. Like, they play a very odd zone defense at times. And I think it's going to be a matter of will they be able to do enough offensively against other great defensive teams in the region. Now, historically in the tournament, I think 54% of the time the under has hit in March. So that's something to keep.
Yeah.
Those good defensive teams usually are the ones that advance. They also have 4 starters that are in double-digit scoring per game. So they can kind of spread the offense. And then my third and final team, A&M. I think a lot of people are sleeping on this team. And even though they lost in the SEC tournament, they have all the talent.
Yeah.
They have all the talent in the world. This is a team that was ranked in the top 15 before the season started.
Right.
And I think when it comes to defense, they have the guys to get it done. And scoring is something they don't struggle to do.
Right.
You have Wade Taylor. You look at Mark Powell from Kansas
yeah.
State last year. He just went off. And I think Wade Taylor is the same kind of player that if you let him get hot, which he was hot in the SEC tournament, it could be a problem for a lot of
right.
good defensive teams. And by the way, if they win the first round, they probably will have to play Houston, only lost by 4 against them in the regular season.
Yeah.
Something to look after, but shifting in the brackets now. This is where we get to start. Starting off with the East region, UConn versus Stetson. Who we have in that one?
UConn.
I mean, easily. Yeah, we can kind of go by these.
Yeah.
I also have UConn. Second matchup, we have Florida Atlantic versus Northwestern.
I think in my bracket, I'm pretty sure I picked. Who did I pick in this one? You said that's the Eastern region? Yeah, I picked Florida Atlantic.
Okay.
Yeah, I did as well. They've been there before.
Yeah, I think for me, FAU could also make another run if they got hot, but right now they're just not playing great. They're not playing great basketball.
Yeah,
right now. Yeah, and I don't see anybody beating Dan Hurley in first two rounds. So next up, we have San Diego State and UAB. This is a really cool matchup.
It is. I want to say, part of me wants to say UAB, mm-hmm. just because of the Eric Gaines factor, and I would love to see him do well. But I'm going to have to grow with San Diego State on this one. Just more battle-tested team. Because that's when I was looking into my bracket, that's kind of what I was going off of, like what type of competition did they face throughout the season. And I just think a team like San Diego State would be better suited, you know, for the tournament.
Okay.
Well, if you won't say it, I will.
Okay.
I got UAB. I'm going with the Eric Gaines factor for sure.
Yeah.
And honestly, they looked really good in their tournament. And so
they're hot.
They're ready to roll. I think they can get lucky with the game and beat San Diego State.
Yeah. I also have UAB in this game. I just think that they play so fast, and then San Diego State's a team that doesn't play fast. Mm-hmm. And usually when you have fast tempo offenses and a really good defense, it's hard to stop those type of teams. Next up, we have Auburn and Yale.
Auburn.
Yeah.
I just can't pick an Ivy League team.
Those 13 seeds, though.
Watch out for August Mahoney, the best three-point shooter in college basketball, plays for Yale. Uh-oh. Watch out.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
I do have Auburn.
I do as well. I have Auburn. Next up, we have BYU and Duquesne.
Yeah, I'm going with BYU on this one.
Going with the Mormons?
Yeah, I'm BYU. Going with the Mormons. Yeah.
I'm going Duquesne. This is one of this is one of my more interesting upsets. I just think, like I said, it's going to happen eventually. And 11 seeds usually do beat the 6 seeds. I kind of looked at that record.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois, Morehead State.
Illinois. Nothing.
Yeah,
to talk about.
We don't got to talk about it.
You don't think Morehead State?
No, I don't.
Shout out Morehead State.
We ain't got to talk.
Shout out Morehead State.
Antonio Brown's favorite team.
Now I'm definitely not picking him.
Okay. So we're going to go to Washington State and Drake. This one was really hard for me to pick just because everybody's going Drake here.
Yeah, I went Washington State again. Just seemed to be the more battle-tested team. I don't know how I feel about – I don't feel comfortable picking teams to advance further in the tournament that haven't played better competition or more ranked teams, because now I've seen enough of a little bit of a sample size to see, okay, this is how they would fare in this situation.
Yep. Where are you going?
I have Drake. And the reason I think is because their guard play is really good. And I said it earlier in the show, their guard play is going to get you pretty far in this tournament.
Top score is 20-plus, right?
Yeah, 21.8 points per game, shooting 44 from the field. So, and he's also getting almost 4 assists per game. So, I mean, they're dishing the ball. They're getting points. I think they're going to be able to get hot and get a win.
Okay. I'm going to go Washington State. I just think their defense is really really talented. But that's kind of been one of the bigger questions in my bracket was who's going to win that game. Next up, we have Iowa State and South Dakota State. I feel like Iowa State could definitely start off slow in this game, but I think, personally, I'm going Iowa State.
Yeah, same here. I think Iowa State could do it, man.
They're hot.
That defense is
hot.
Yeah, and I'm picking, Ohio State.
Okay.
Now I'm rocking with
let's
them.
See what we got. Okay, so give me your final two teams from the East region facing off in the Elite Eight. So give me the final two teams of this region.
Okay.
And if you wanted to say, like, if you have a sleeper team in this one that makes a Sweet 16.
So playing in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
All right. I got Auburn and Iowa State.
Okay.
Those are the two that I have. Like y'all said, Iowa State is so hot, and I think they're just going to be able to do it.
They get an easy draw.
They do have a pretty easy draw, but Auburn. I think Auburn's going to be the team that gets over UConn. And first of all, so hard to go back to back. And the only reason Florida went back to back that one year is because they brought back 5 starters from that team. So I really think I know the coaching is incredible over there at UConn, but I really do think that it's super hard to do it. And I think Auburn gets over that hump and gets to the Elite Eight.
Okay. I actually have the same exact, so I'm just going to, like, agree with Michael. Okay. I actually have the same exact Elite Eight, and then I have Duquesne in the Sweet 16. I also have them beating Illinois, so that was kind of my thing. But
Man, we got to put some respect on UConn, man. UConn is a one seed.
Look, man, like I said, it's just like a natural instinct. I could definitely see UConn going back-to-back. Yeah, if it was anybody to go back-to-back, it's definitely UConn with Newton. They have another very good player. I forgot who else. But you have Dan Hurley as your coach. I mean, that's the best college basketball coach right now, in my opinion. I don't know if you guys watched some of the sets that he brings with all the picks and all the action in the paint. It's remarkable. Yeah. And I'm an X's and O's guy. Love everything that he does. Yeah. But
For me, my Elite Eight in the East region is going to be between UConn and Iowa State. I know it's a little cliche, the 1 and 2 seed, but
it's a safe pick.
I just looking at the way my bracket panned out, I just think that's what I'm rolling with.
Okay. All right. And do you have any sleepers in the Sweet 16 of this region or no?
Sweet 16, nah. I got UConn facing Auburn in the Sweet 16 and BY facing Iowa State.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have them pretty far, but watch out for Illinois. Not really a sleeper, but they looked really
good. They're hot. They're hot right now, too. All right, let's move on to the second overall seed and the South region. Let's go to Houston and Longwood. Who we have in that? Shout out Longwood.
Oh, I got Longwood.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I got Houston.
I was ready to look at the soundboard and just absolutely.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm taking Houston.
I got Houston.
Yeah, I got Houston, too. Now, really, probably one of my most favorite matchups in this entire tournament.
It's going to be a good game.
Nebraska-Texas A&M. Two really very similar teams. Who do y'all have in this one? And I feel like both of these teams could go and give Houston a run.
I got Texas A&M just because I saw the way that Wade Taylor just has this switch. Mm-hmm. And he's one of those players that when he gets hot, you just have to wait it out and wait for him to cool off. Mm-hmm. I saw what he did to Kentucky. I mean, he pretty much single-handedly won them that game. And players like that always give good teams, or any team for that matter, they always give teams trouble in the tournament.
Yep.
So I just could really see that playing out in this first round. And, yeah, that's why I'm rolling with Texas A&M.
I have the Cornhuskers giving me Nebraska. Okay. I really like their shooting capability. I'm when it comes to March, I love shooting.
Yeah.
I love being able to see teams that are deep with the fact that they have guys that could come off the bench and give you 12 points just by shooting the ball. And I think that Nebraska has an opportunity to do something there against an A&M team. But like you said, this it's going to be, in my opinion,
it's literally a flip of a coin.
Yeah,
nine games are pretty much flip of a coin.
It could be the best game of the first round, in my personal opinion.
I agree.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I have A&M here, but and I just talked about it. Wade Taylor, like we said, if he gets hot, great rebounding team too. Yeah. Henry Coleman, just very physical A&M team.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Nebraska isn't. I'm just way more familiar with Texas A&M than I am with Nebraska. I'm just way more confident in what they're doing right now.
Yeah, I went against the SEC on this one. I saw a little bit of the Big Ten tournament, and I
looked impressive.
Yeah, they did lose to, I'm pretty sure it was Illinois, but Illinois looks really good.
Right.
So
they won
the whole thing. Yeah, so it's
next up, we have the Big Cat versus PFT matchup. We have Wisconsin, James Madison. This is also one of those where, like I said, the 12 seed is historically very bad against the 5 seed. But in my opinion, in this game and all of the 12-5 games this year, I could see all the 12 seeds winning. And that's just,
really,
in my opinion, I could see all the 12 seeds winning. But I want to get you guys' take on it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Wisconsin on this one.
Yeah.
I just don't see it, man.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I love Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I absolutely love Wisconsin. And I think that Wisconsin has a really good chance to get to the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see.
I also have Wisconsin in this game.
Oh,
but I'm saying just be on the lookout. James Madison,
yeah,
very, very good. You talk about offense. You like offense. The
great
boys
offense.
Are great offense. But next up, we have Duke and Vermont. Vermont, historically as a 13, they did upset a team recently. Not sure who, but they have the capable in their program. I mean, it's been done. So what do you have in that? Duke playing really bad basketball too right now.
I got Duke. I got Duke. They're just, you know, it's Duke. You know what I mean? It's just Duke.
And I got Duke for the same reason. Duke is just not supposed to lose in the first round.
That's just not. And I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. And I think this is different, a different Duke team than we're seeing in the tournament over the past years. I like Tyrese Proctor so much. One of my favorite prospects in the upcoming draft. Then you have TikTok boy. You have Jared McCain. And one of the coolest TikTok athletes.
He's a baller, too.
He's a bucket.
I hate that everybody looks at the TikTok thing and everybody
He can hoop. He's actually a very likable influencer, though, when it comes to that.
I agree.
Texas Tech, NC State. This is such – I think this is going to be the second best in the second first round.
Give me the Wolfpack. Okay. I'm loving NC State. I have them going really far. I could honestly see them getting to the Elite Eight if they continue to stay hot. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're just guard and big man duo that they have right now with the DJs. It's just
the DJ duo. Man.
It's unstoppable.
And
in
that
my
dude's
opinion.
Big man. Yeah. He looked like Shaq in the ACC tournament.
Yeah.
Who do you have?
Yeah, same. I got NC State in this one. That was my team that I picked to be like the Cinderella story this year, if you will.
Okay.
I think it'll set up really nicely for a matchup between them and Kentucky. I know Rob Dillingham was actually committed there before he committed to Kentucky. So I just think that'll be a really interesting
matchup. Yeah. Speaking of Kentucky, they face Oakland. So what do we have? And I'm going NC State as well. So
yeah.
That's a triple sweep for the 11-6 seed. Like I said, 11-6 seed is a pretty –
That's not crazy.
It's pretty common. If you're going to go with an upset, go with the 11 seed.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like once you get past 314, 413,
that's
I don't
where
really
they
think
start
anything
to be
else
like,
is that
what?
Crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Kentucky, Oakland, I think we all know.
Yeah, I'm going Kentucky over that one. I think a player like Rob is made for the tournament. He's made for big moments.
And so is Reed Sheppard.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I got Kentucky. But I do think Oakland makes it very close. I think that Kentucky's defensive woes, I think that's still going to be a problem for them
in
this tournament. Next up, we have Florida, and they just lost one of their best players.
Mm-hmm.
Facing a play-in team that we don't know yet, it's going to either be Boise State, Colorado. Personally, I think it's going to be Colorado. Who do y'all have in that one?
I also think it's going to be Colorado, but I do think that Florida will, you know, missing their big man, it's going to hurt them a lot, and I think that will be shown in the tournament, but I think they will get out of the first round in the round of 64, and they'll get to the round of 32, and I do have them losing in there.
Okay. What do you have? This is a toss-up.
At first, I had Florida, but this reminds me that the guy, So I'm going to pick Colorado to beat Boise State, and then I'm going to pick Colorado to beat Florida. I think a loss like that is just – it just comes at such a bad time.
Yeah, it does.
And it breaks everything
that you ran.
Yeah.
You look at the second half that they – and I don't mean to cut you off, but look at what happened in the second half against Auburn when they didn't have them. Just couldn't play defense.
Yeah, exactly. And it'd be one thing if Florida was like a 2-seed playing a 15-seed.
Yeah.
But no, this is a 7-seed playing a 10-seed, which it could easily be a toss-up
anyway. And
Colorado
should not be a 10-seed.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have Colorado. Marquette, and we have
Western Kentucky.
Interesting matchup.
I'm going to roll with the 2-seed on this one. Just seemed like
safe.
A good idea.
Play
yeah.
safe.
I really, 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 really like Marquette. They have looked so good all year. They looked great in the tournament. They're going to be a very, very dangerous team, and I could see them beating up on Houston.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay, we're calling shots early. I have Marquette in this one. But give me your Elite Eight in this one as your – I mean, give me your Elite Eight in this region, like the
in
final
the South
two.
Region?
Yeah, in the South.
I got
– are your two final teams in the
– two final teams. I got Houston and Duke.
Okay.
And – oh, no, I'm sorry.
That's
Elite Eight. I got Houston and Marquette.
Okay.
Houston and Marquette.
It's exact same. That's what I got.
Minus Houston, Kentucky. I have Colorado beating Marquette. That's my Cinderella attempt.
I would love to see a Houston and Kentucky matchup. Just stifling defense and versus electrifying offense. I agree. I think that just makes for a really good matchup.
That would be like one of the most like fun matchups for me too. Let's move on to the Midwest. Mm-hmm. I think we have the Midwest now. You have Zach Edey going to face off against either Montana State or Grambling. Shout out Grambling.
Shout out Grambling, man.
Who do you have in this one? This should be.
I really hope Grambling wins. I could have easily been at Grambling, man, so I'm going to always root for Grambling. But I just – either one of these teams, whoever wins tonight, I think they'll fall to Purdue.
They play on 3-1-8 day? Is it 3-1-8 day right now?
It was yesterday. Dang. Shout out Monroe, man. Yeah. But I'm going to have to roll with Purdue in this one no matter who wins out of these two. I mean, it's just – they're just outmatched. One seed playing a 16 seed, nothing to really think about.
We're talking about a Purdue team that lost early in the tournament last year.
Yeah.
They got their eyes set on what's ahead of them.
It's not gonna happen 2 years in a row. I promise you that. So they'll beat whoever. I really do hope it's Grambling that gets to play them though.
Yep. Okay. So yeah, we all have Purdue. All right. Let's go to the 8-9. Utah State and TCU.
Oh, you already know me. I got TCU in this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think I picked TCU as my team that could like really shake things up in this tournament. So I'm rolling with TCU.
Okay.
You
too?
Yeah, I love TCU. Yeah.
We have a lot of the same picks.
I hope that's not a bad thing. TCU.
And I don't think it is, but I could see Utah State winning. I saw some of their stats. They're a very good defensive team. And I think they're like it's also another flip of the coin. But I got to go TCU because, like you said, the eye test. You got to look at the eye test. And TCU has played much better teams than Utah State has this season. But let's see. We have Gonzaga. Here we go, baby. We have Gonzaga and McNeese. Shout out Will Wade, leading his team to
a tournament appearance.
Salt Lake City, man. Yeah. I want to hear it, Michael.
Go Pokes, baby. Go Pokes. I'm rolling with McNeese. Will Wade finally gets his chance in March Madness.
And the big dogs too.
And he's gonna take them down. He's gonna shock the world. He's gonna bring them down. He's gonna win one game in March, and that's the one he does it.
Jaden?
I picked McNeese just because they're a 30-win team, and I don't care who you play. Mm-hmm. You have to look at 30-win teams and be like, okay, we need to take this series.
Seriously? Yeah.
So I could pick them for that factor, but also Gonzaga always does it.
I mean, look at who's their coach. It's going to be a coaching masterclass. Yeah. You have Mark Few, and then you have Will Wade.
Gonzaga hasn't missed the Sweet 16 and God knows how long. Yeah. So it's
I don't like looking at that. But watching Gonzaga play against St. Mary's and just this whole season, they look awful. They're not the same Gonzaga team. Mm-hmm. They're just not. And people that try to tell me that are insane. So
McNeese
knows how to win consistently. Gonzaga, not so much. Teams that go on hot streaks tend to win stuff like this.
Yeah. And
tournaments like this. I'm going McNeese.
I am as well. I do think that Gonzaga has looked good towards the end of the season.
I agree.
That St. Mary's game at the end, that they didn't play well at all, but it's hard when you play a team three times in one season. It's always difficult. So I think that's going to be another really good game down to the wire. A minute left. We'll find out who the winner is for sure.
Okay. You have McNeese too?
Yeah, I got McNeese.
Okay. Jeez, I think this is more of just a bias pick for all of us. Because I will clarify on this. In my main bracket, I had McNeese just for the fun, kind of the fun. I do have in a more serious kind of bracket, which I kind of made this prematurely, and I was like, hey, I'm just going to put this out. I do think I'm kind of leaning more towards Gonzaga right now. But prove me wrong. We'll wait. Kansas-Samford. Another very, very interesting matchup. Samford very good on offense and defense.
I think the effects of Kansas's injuries will be greatly felt in this game, and I think you're going to see it pretty early. But I do think they'll still pull away with it and come away with the win.
Yeah, it sucks, man, because in my opinion, I think Kansas is the best team in the country when they're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they have looked so good at so many points throughout the year. And, I mean, Hunter Dickinson is – you know, he's such a beast. And so I really like Kansas. I'm going to have Kansas in this game. And, I mean, watch out for them. They're looking pretty good.
I also have Kansas in this. Like Jaden said, I think this is going to be a really, really, really close game. I think it comes down to, like, two possessions, maybe one. But I do have Kansas winning. And I think if they get hot, they can be very, very dangerous in the in the tournament. Like we said, they were number one for a while early on in the season. But let's move on to South Carolina, Oregon. This is another very interesting matchup.
I went with South Carolina just because they had a really good stretch of wins this year. Also had a lot of bad stretches, too. Like, I'm glad it happened, but you shouldn't be losing to LSU, especially at home. But I'm going to go with South Carolina on this one. I think this is still a really good defensive team, still a team that can really put up points with the best of them. I'm picking South Carolina.
Okay.
I'm rolling with the Ducks. The Ducks have looked super hot recently. They looked great in the Pac-12 tournament.
Yeah.
And they have guys like Jermaine Cousinard who will give you problems. And honestly, I don't like South Carolina at all. I just don't like them. I don't think they're that good. I think
I thought you had beef with them.
I think they're fraudulent. I agree.
You lost to LSU.
Yeah, you lose to LSU at home. They lost crazy games at home. I'm pretty sure they lost to Arkansas too. So it's like, I don't trust them. So I'm going with the Ducks.
And it was one. It's one thing if they're hot. But their hot streak's done. I do have the Ducks as well in this one. I think the Ducks could honestly make a little run, if we're being honest.
Mm-hmm.
One of the hottest teams in America right now.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Creighton and Akron. One of my more under-the-radar matchups here.
I'm going with Creighton on this one.
Okay.
3 seed against a 14 seed. You should already have the edge there. Baylor Skierman, I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
Guard, averaging 18 on the season, 45% shooting from the field, which is very good for a college athlete, by the way, I made that.
Yeah, Skierman, I think, it's something like that.
Yeah.
But you have Creighton, too?
Yeah, I have Creighton. But I will say I do have Creighton getting upset by the Ducks in the next round after that.
Okay. I love it.
I can see a 3 seed beating an 11th seed beating a 3 seed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have Creighton in this one too, but if you look at my bracket right now, it took some thinking. I thought Akron at first, and then I was like, so don't be surprised. Next we have Texas, and then the play-in teams, and UVA and Colorado State. And personally,
I'm gonna go with Texas. I think UVA will get in, but I'm not sure UVA is a tournament team. So for that, I'm gonna go with Texas.
I'm going to disagree with you both once again. I think UVA beats Colorado State, and then they're going up against a Texas team that kind of likes to pick it up a little bit at times. They like to pick it up, rush the floor a little bit. Virginia will play the slowest basketball in your life. But it's not even the fact that they suck at offense, because Tony Bennett is a mastermind as a head coach.
Oh, they're all at offense. You can't tell me they're not.
Watch how slow they run the game. They'll run the game slow, and I have Virginia over Texas in the first round.
Okay. And I don't think that's crazy. I really don't, because UVA's defense is elite. So I think if they were to win, it would be by the grace of their defense.
But always slowed the game down, though, and that's what has made them dangerous in so many years.
But for me, I have Colorado State beating UVA. UVA is just not playing good basketball right now.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, Colorado State was one of the top-ranked teams in the country at the start of the season. If they can beat UVA, they could cause some problems. But finally, we have Tennessee and the returning St. Peter's.
Yeah. I'm going with Tennessee on this one. I think Tennessee is one of the best teams in the country. Yeah. Just the way that they score the ball, man, it's beautiful to watch, bro.
I agree.
It really is. Also, Dalton Connect, another player who I think is built for the tournament, built for moments like this. I'm rolling with the Volunteers on this one.
All right.
Yeah, I'm rocking with it, too. I do, too.
So give me your final two teams in this Midwest region, and tell me if you had any kind of Cinderellas in this.
Well, I got Kansas and Tennessee. I have Kansas beaten up on Edie and Purdue. That's what I got. I think that Oregon will get past Creighton, and they'll get to the Sweet 16. But I mean, Kansas and Tennessee are just they look like the two best teams in that
this is region, one of the more in that region. Competitive brackets in my in my opinion.
And it's like I think mine has Tennessee and TCU.
I actually love that pick.
I think Kansas is just, it's just the luck is going to run out against a team like TCU. Not I don't want to say luck, but I think
I think
that's
it's
when
true.
The injury thing is really going to catch up to them, and I just think they won't be able to escape it at that point.
Okay. I have Purdue, and then I have Tennessee. And my first team is Purdue because they have the best player in college basketball, whether you like them or not. And then an incredible guard in Braden Smith who can facilitate the floor. And the big question right now is Braden Smith healthy? Because he did not look great in the Big Ten tournament. But if he is, I think this team's going. They will be Final Four bound, maybe. But my second team is Tennessee. The combination of – it's always been we can't score enough, Tennessee. Tennessee could never score enough, and they never had one guy to rely on to score. And now they have Dalton. And now they have those same defenders and super experienced team in Tennessee that I think people are really just forgetting about. And I think that they could be Final Four bound, too.
Absolutely.
So we finally have the West region – with the North Carolina Tar Heels led by Armando Bacot, They are the fourth overall seed and will begin play against either Howard or Wagner. Who do you have winning?
You said the fourth seed?
Sorry, 16. Yeah, fourth overall seed. So,
my bad.
Seed, but, yeah.
My bad.
Who do you have winning that one? Obviously, this is kind of.
I got North Carolina. Yeah. Okay, one seed beating the 16.
Yeah, I love North Carolina. Yeah, they look great.
Same. Okay. Second biggest game besides the A&M Nebraska game in the first round. Miss State, Michigan State. This is literally two of our teams going at it, Michael.
Mm-hmm. This is the other best game of the first round.
Yeah.
Like this could be a flip of a coin. I'm going Tom Izzo. I'm going Michigan State. Okay. I'm loving what they're doing right now. I do think that they're going to be all right in this tournament, even though they've kind of had a shaky season. Don't get me wrong, Mississippi State looks beautiful. They looked great in the SEC tournament, and they have a stud freshman point guard,
Josh Hubbard, who
is going to make some noise and make a name for himself in this tournament. That's going to be a great game, but I got the Spartans.
Okay, I got Miss State. I think Josh Hubbard and that Miss State. It's going to be two great defensive teams going at it. It's going to be slugfest, let's be real. But I think Miss State just finds a way somehow, some way. I'm going to go with the Bulldogs.
All right. I'm going to go with Michigan State on this one as well, Michael. Like I say, coaching wins, man. Not always, but I just think a time like this is where that's going to come to play. And it almost seems like Izzo kind of just coasts the entire season, and then he just puts it in another gear in March. So
that's true.
Yeah.
All right. We have St. Mary's and Grand Canyon.
This is another great game, and a lot of the people out there are picking Grand Canyon to win this game. I'm going against them. I said it in the last podcast how much I like St. Mary's. I really do like them, and I think they get past the 12 seed scare.
Okay.
Same. I got St. Mary's in this one. Beating Grand Canyon. I think they've won like 30 games this year, I'm pretty sure, man. First in the WCC, so I got to roll with St. Mary's.
I'm going Grand Canyon. Just think they're flat out more physical. And like, we'll see. Like, I guess we'll see.
Physicality wins, man.
Something about it, the way I watched them, it was a very late night game that they played. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, this team got some swag.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Grand Canyon. Alabama-Charleston. This is another game a lot of people have an upset in, so.
And I'm one of those people.
Okay.
See, here's the thing. Charleston, I said it earlier, great shooting team, 8 to 10 guys that go in the game. It's a recipe for March Madness is Charleston basketball. My favorite part, the coach's kid on the end of the bench getting hype after every bucket. Watch out for that. Oh. That's gonna be in there. It's gonna be in the one shining
Jay
moment.
Jay Bilas wants him in prison.
Yeah, I love him. I think it's the best.
And that poor kid. Not the poor kid, but Jay Bilas.
Yeah, I saw it.
Ongoing meme about Jay Bilas hating people that are way too
happy
on the court as far as not players, and he's made that known, and he said, let's get this kid in a jail cell. So
yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Charleston too, actually. Not even because of that, but I just don't think Alabama's that good.
I don't think either.
It's
just
that simple.
I'm stoked on Bama. I think their offense is incredible. Mark Spears, and for that very reason alone, they're winning this game. So next up, we have Clemson, New Mexico. That's everyone's picking New Mexico.
Yeah,
let's be real. New Mexico's favorite in this game.
And honestly, as they should be. I am not sold on Clemson one bit, to be honest. They didn't really look good all season, in my opinion. And New Mexico State has gotten hot at the right time. They won their conference tournament. They beat some really good teams in the conference tournament.
Yeah, they're hot.
And I could see this team going really far. Watch out for the Lobos.
Yeah, same. So I have another 11 seed getting out of the first round. And like we said, it's about getting hot at the right time, man. You win your conference tournament, beat some great teams along the way. No better way to go into this tournament than New Mexico did.
Yeah, I have Clemson. I see everybody's, you know, I know why.
I'm not sure.
Like, I've watched New Mexico this season. They look elite. And I'm not going to lie. This could be one of my worst breaks on my bracket. But my gut's telling me to go with Clemson. I feel like I just have to.
I just think it's just too good of a draw for New Mexico. Like, I wouldn't, yeah. I would be.
You think
it's
more unlucky for Clemson?
I think it's really unlucky for Clemson that they're getting. Because, in my opinion, I don't think Clemson's a six seed. And I
think they're.
And I just think New Mexico State's going to take advantage of that.
I agree. Well, not really, but I could see it happening.
Yeah.
But Dayton, Nevada. This is a big one.
I'm going Dayton in this one, man. Dayton is just the better team. Well, better team on paper, at least. Got more wins. Finished higher in the conference. Beat better teams. Faced better teams. So I'm rolling with Dayton on this one.
Yeah, I got Nevada. I really love. I didn't like how much that conference like was not shown love.
Colorado State. Nevada.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't like how they were treated.
I agree.
I think they're upset. They're angry. Nevada has guys that
they have
some really quality players, and I'm really excited about Nevada.
Okay.
I want to see.
With that being said, I'm going Dayton. This was also just a flip of the coin for me. I'm going Dayton just because they're playing pretty hot right now. I mean, so is Nevada, but
LSU should have beat Dayton. By the way, we should have beat Dayton early in the season.
That's true. So the last game, the West Region, we have Arizona and Long Beach State. Long Beach State fired their coach, and he's still coaching right now.
weird
move by the AD.
Yeah, that was so crazy.
If he wins a game here, this is kind of off topic, but is he still fired? Like, I mean, I think that's the way it works. I think he's still fired, but you're the AD at that point.
Well, like, I don't even know. Like, they had like agreed that they were that they were going
to
part ways once the season was over.
Yeah, that's like,
and then they ended up winning the conference tournament.
It's like, that was like Ed Orgeron. He's like, well, I'll coach the bowl game. Well, there was no bowl game, but I'll coach the A&M.
I think you kind of got to bring them back. I'm not going to lie, bro.
I feel like you kind of have to now.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, if I'm him, I want out of there, though.
Oh, I agree.
You know what I mean? I want out.
But I have Arizona now.
I do as well.
It won't matter.
Caleb Love. All right, so give me your final two teams from that region, from the West region.
Michigan State and Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah. I got a lot of faith in Michigan State.
End up looking. I love that. I'm going just for like, not even. It's a pretty chalked response.
Yeah.
But I have North Carolina and Arizona. I would love to see the Caleb Love matchup against North Carolina.
Yeah.
That would be awesome and beautiful to see in the Elite Eight to get to the Final Four. So that's what I have.
I also have.
Now that you say that, I hope that happens. I really do.
With the UNC Arizona.
Yeah, Caleb Love.
And not just because
that's what I'm saying. March Madness somehow, and it's not scripted because we know it's freaking March Madness.
Yes.
But just the way that things play out, like the stories are so dang good. And I think, like, one of those games is – one of the stories comes with this game. Like, there's no – and we're talking about a line to the Final Four on
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I also have UNC Arizona. So give me your Final Four. Let's hear everybody's Final Four, and then we'll get into the championship game.
My Final Four, I got three 2 seeds and 1 1-seed. I got Iowa State facing Arizona, and I got Houston facing Tennessee.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
I feel pretty good.
I think that's a pretty good Final Four.
Yeah.
So I have Auburn and North Carolina.
Okay.
And then Tennessee versus Marquette.
Hmm.
Okay.
So that's my Final Four.
You did say you got Marquette.
We have three of the same Final Four. I have Auburn, UNC, Houston, and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. So, I think Marquette looks so good right now, mm-hmm. and I honestly didn't like how Houston played in that conference championship game.
I didn't either. But
and when you lose by 20.
They almost like 30.
It's kind of, you know, it's – and even though – because they've looked,
I just think that lights the fire. And they're so dang experienced, guys. They have so many seniors on
them. I think they get there. I just think Marquette – they're exactly where they need to be. I think this is talented. One of Marquette's years.
I think they're talented. And so who do you have as your national champion? No, just give me your national champion.
So I got – Arizona beating Iowa State just because I think the key to Houston winning a championship is them not running into Iowa State, because Iowa State has given it to them every time. I think they played like 3 times this year. So with that being said, I got Houston beating Arizona State in the national championship.
Wait,
76
you have Houston
to 50.
Arizona,
okay. Not Arizona okay. State. I'm sorry. But yeah.
Okay. All right. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Houston. Houston Cougs, man.
Oh, yeah. So I got North Carolina takes down Auburn in the Final Four, and then Tennessee takes down Marquette. And so Dalton Connect gets to the national championship, and then I have Tennessee winning it all. Rick Barnes finally gets
SEC.
It done.
It's national champion.
Rick Barnes finally gets it done. They can remove the cloud over the head.
Yeah.
And Tennessee, you're a national champion.
Okay. I have Auburn beating UNC in my Final Four.
Ooh.
I think and it's crazy because Bruce Pearl just historically gets screwed over in the tournament. And it's true because they always just fumble the bag. The Kyle Guy thing Virginia, that's hard. And I hate Auburn. So, and for me to say this is crazy. That was heartbreaking to see that.
Yeah.
But because that team was so damn good. Jared Harper. Mm-hmm. And I watched that 2019 team absolutely dismantle that Auburn team. So it just sucks because you think about what could a LSU have done more in that tournament?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe just not face Michigan State and Cassius Winston.
Yeah.
But I have Tennessee losing to Houston in the Final Four. And I have Houston beating Auburn in the final championship game. So now let's move on to the women's tournament. We still have – we're going to try and get by this one a little quicker because we're already 48 minutes deep here. But
I don't know how we did that.
Yeah, for this tournament, we're not, like I said, we're not going to go over every single first round game because there's not a lot of upsets that come with a women's tournament.
Yeah.
But rather, we're going to focus on this LSU's women's team since they are going to face Rice on Friday. And if they win, they're going to face the winner of Middle Tennessee, very, very good three-point shooting team, and Haley Van List's former team in the Louisville Cardinals. So, first off, what was your reaction to LSU getting that 3 seed and just that draw of being in the Albany Regional with Caitlin Clark and UCLA? Just
I'm not going to lie. I was a little disappointed. I was hoping to be a 2 seed, but I'm not mad. I was just kind of like, we could have. I thought they were going to give us a little bit of an edge and, you know, give us a 2 seed, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
And as far as the region thing, why not LSU, man, I guess? Because, I mean, this region is like murderer's row, bro. Like, we would have to face either Caitlin Clark, Juju Watkins, or UCLA, man. Not to mention facing Louisville, should they advance, and we advance.
They're talented, too.
I just think this is by far the best region in women's college basketball.
Yeah.
I agree. I completely agree, and I think it's disappointing.
Yeah,
It's disappointing to get that 3 seed, especially
because you're the first overall 3 seed.
Well, right. Right. Yeah,
and you get that draw. It's like,
yeah, it's a bummer. It does stink, but I'm sure Kim Mulkey is ready for whatever, and so I think it doesn't really matter. It is tough to get the draw that you did, though, because you're having to go through Caitlin Clark is going to be a problem because she does not like us. So
yeah,
I'm not even really.
I'm not even worried about. Look, here's my take on it. I think it's a bit unfair to put LSU as a 3 seed, but a 3 seed in where a 3 seed in the region where it's probably the most difficult to go through. But I think LSU should have been put in like the Portland 4 region, which was with USC, or just not with South Carolina, because I don't think they would have ever done that with us just playing them, or with Texas in that Portland 4. But honestly, I think it's more of a slap in the face to Caitlin Clark in Iowa. They're the second overall seed, and they get freaking UCLA, LSU, Colorado. That's a damn good draw. Like I would be pissed off if I was Iowa.
Yeah.
But hey, you got what my dad always said.
Meanwhile, South Carolina region is a cakewalk.
Cakewalk. Yeah, I agree. But then you have
it's like so I said, easy.
To be the best, you have to beat the best.
We've done that.
Exactly. So
I think it's a little disrespectful too. I'm not gonna lie. I just think if that were anybody else coming off of a national championship and had the type of season we had, I think they would have at least been a 2 seed.
Yeah.
But I also get it. There's a lot of stock in winning your conference and winning your tournament. So
it
sucks, man. But I just think if they somehow do get through this, it'll only be that much sweeter.
Okay. All right. So my next question, finally wrapping up with LSU.
Yeah.
Now that they showed that they can play players on the bench and get decent minutes – saw Janae Kent put up some pretty great minutes stepping in for Poa in that South Carolina game as well as the Ole Miss game. She's starting to learn. And I think that, like we said so many damn times this year on the podcast, where's
the bench?
Why has Kim Mulkey not played Janae Kent, Rosario? I get, honestly, if you lose games down the stretch, it's going to happen. You're probably going to get screwed over like you did just now because you're LSU. The committee does not respect LSU in any way, and that's just how it is. But I think the bench, now that you have Janae Kent, last year Poa, coming back most likely, probably not for the first game, but hopefully they can do without her for the first game.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
And then you have Rosario, who, don't get me started. Yeah, hold on, Jaden. She has improved.
Who?
She has improved from the time that she has stepped on court.
When?
She has.
Improved at what?
Defense. For sure. Defense, not offense.
Yeah, I mean, standing straight up with your hands up is improving on defense.
This ain't a slam. Yeah. But like I said, what do you think LSU has to specifically do this weekend to get to that Sweet 16?
I think you need to come out guns blazing. Let's not play around. Because there's nothing that makes me madder, especially with this team. Because there are a lot of games, and Kim said this in one of the presses, they play a lot of games like they can't be beaten.
Yeah,
they play a lot of games where it's just like, oh, we're supposed to win. And naturally, I get it. You're LSU, all the talent you guys have, you know, you naturally start to feel like that. Yep. But it's literally win or go home, so this is not the time for that. So I just think you have to come out right away and put an end to anything before it could even start for Rice.
So start fast.
Exactly, start fast.
Yeah, I think it's just take one game at a time. Just look, you know, don't look ahead. If you're LSU, get through Rice. You'll probably end up facing Louisville, and then hopefully that, you know, that doesn't play into much of, you know, what gets in these girls' heads. Hopefully they can kind of just, you know, look at this game, be like, all right, on to the next. 0-0, win and one. You know what I mean? Yeah. So hopefully they continue to just worry about what's in front of them instead of what's ahead of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think both of y'all make good points, but for me, LSU has to play sound offense. The defense has been great all year for this LSU team.
Yeah.
I mean, they held Auburn to what, 3 points in the first quarter when they put them in the SEC tournament?
Something the score like was 37-7 at one point.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll just say
there
that.
There you go. So And the defense, like I said, the defense is it's not been an issue. You have Flage, you have Angel Reese, one of the best defensive players in the country.
They got to be better with closing out, though.
Closing out,
much
yes,
better. Be much better.
But I don't think the defense is what's going to lose you games. I think it's the offense.
Oh, absolutely.
And specifically getting better shots up and getting certain players open. You're going to have to get Haley Van Lith open this weekend, and you're going to have to utilize Mikayla Williams. She's literally just been pretty much doing nothing.
Yeah.
Mikayla Williams was a player that was scoring 20 a night for you at one point. You got to utilize her to an extent because people, they know about Flage now. They know about Haley Van Lith heating up.
And they know
you got to use Mikayla Williams.
Yeah. And I think her game is so easy for you to just implicate her into the offense because she does not miss mid-range jump shots at all.
Doesn't.
I would love to see her come off some pin downs, come off some curl screens, off some inbounds, and just get shots up from the mid-range. I promise you, bro, if Mikayla Williams is getting shots up from the mid-range, we are going to win games.
Yeah, literally, the plays that they draw for Haley Van Lith,
exactly,
which is to shoot those mid-range shots, just use them on Mikayla.
Well, right, and I completely agree. I think the way LSU gets to where they want to go is if Anisha Morrow and Mikayla Williams step up and play how they are supposed
and
to play.
And give them the touches at
Exactly. Yeah. If those two players are impactful in your games, you're going to win ball games. Because we've said it all year, you have the best starting lineup in the country.
Yeah.
If you play the way you're supposed to, you're going to end up winning ball games.
Yeah. Man, there's so much I can say about this team, bro. It just
I know.
They're so fun to watch. It's so many layers to it, but it's just
the
like
starting five is better than anybody's in the entire country.
Exactly. But we just have to see how it plays out.
Yeah, so now overall for the entire women's tournament, I want you to give me your final four teams first. Just give me your final four teams.
All right. I have Iowa, UConn, Texas, and South Carolina.
Ooh. Okay. So okay, all right. Okay, that's I like that.
I got LSU, UConn. I think UConn is a team that people are completely forgetting about. It's just almost like people anointed Caitlin Clark and completely forgot about Paige Beckers. Mm-hmm. South Carolina, and then I have Texas.
Okay, all right. I have a very different one.
Okay.
I have UCLA. Okay. In my final four. Then I have Ohio State. I think that's a team that's just super good at shooting it. And they killed Iowa.
Ohio State?
Yeah, Ohio State killed it. Well, they didn't, like, beat them by a lot, but they beat them in overtime. That's when Caitlin Clark got put by a fan, and she was like, oh.
Oh, that's right. But they did beat them later that year, though, when she broke the record.
You're right. But like I said, Ohio State's they have it in them. South Carolina, that's no surprise. And then I have Stanford. Stanford has a great, great post game. Yeah. So who do you have? And like, I guess I'll start off with my reasonings. South Carolina, I feel like I don't even have to give a reasoning just because what's understood doesn't need to be explained. Dawn Staley is their coach.
Yeah.
And South Carolina is South Carolina because of Dawn Staley. So, second team, like I said, is Stanford. I think they're experienced. One of the best sports coaches in women's basketball, Tara Van Der Veer, I think that's her name. She got 1,000 wins this year. And then one of the best players, post players, in Cameron Brink.
Yeah.
And so, third team, like I said, I have UCLA just because super solid. Actually, a really small team. Play super fast and physical at their height. 14, like I said, Ohio State. Won the Big Ten in the regular season, just played exceptional all season.
Yeah.
So I think they have consistent guard play. They can score down low from the arc pretty much anywhere. So I'll go with them. Now give me your championship game.
My championship game, I got Iowa and South Carolina. I think Iowa does get it.
A little rematch.
Does get it done. I think they get there, but South Carolina gets to win. They end a historic season and win a national championship.
Okay.
I'm gonna say LSU and Texas, just because. The more I look at South Carolina, the more I think to myself, like, they can be beaten. Because there's been times during the season where I'm like, I don't know how you
Tennessee.
South Carolina, man. Exactly. And I get mad just thinking about that, man. But
me too. And, like, and the fact that it was Cardoso.
Exactly. But
look, y'all gonna have to. For me, I'm gonna go off.
Oh yeah. But yeah, I'm gonna say LSU and Texas just because I can see, or I hope somebody takes care of South Carolina like they did last
Wishful
year.
Wishful thinking.
Thank you, Caitlin Clark, once again. And yeah, that's my national championship for the women.
Okay. I have South Carolina and Ohio State. I don't know why. Honestly, I'm kind of leaning more towards that UConn though. Now that y'all even mentioned, I was like, dang, how the hell did I forget about UConn?
Yeah, you guys are 2-seed, bro.
I just don't have Iowa in it because I think they're actually, I think they're going to center packing pretty early. I have Colorado beating Iowa.
I hope that happens. No, I don't.
No?
But
I was like, yo. No. Okay.
No, I'm a big Caitlin Clark fan, man. I love what she's done to the game of women's basketball.
Agree.
And I think that it's her last year. She ain't gonna go out like no punk. So I think she'll get them there.
I think the storyline
Caitlin Clark
if they don't have Iowa in it, in the Final Four, that would be crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Like I said, If I could see Colorado beating them, but like if they don't, it's not going to be a huge surprise to me because Iowa is supposed to be there. Like,
yeah.
We know Iowa's supposed to be there because of Caitlin Clark, but it's a one-woman show. I mean, at that point.
That's why I'm not. Like, I think the same thing is going to happen from last year. I think they're going to run into a team that's just better.
Balanced.
And more balanced. You have better players across the entire lineup, and I just think. Caitlin Clark, she can't do it on her own. But it's just that simple. Now, I hope this doesn't come back to haunt me. But
I hope it doesn't either. But give me your national champion really quickly. I mean, I feel like we all have the same one.
It's South Carolina.
Yeah, same.
No, we don't have the same one.
Sorry.
Dad. We're going back to back. I'm stamping it. It's going to happen. All the worries we had all throughout the year, it's going to be well worth it. It's going to be so sweet in the end. And this one is going to feel even better.
Better, because you had the runs of the gauntlet.
Exactly.
I like the pick.
Here's my thing.
I like the pick.
If LSU makes the Final Four, I think they just slip up. I think they slip up in the Final Four against, like, a less better team. I think it literally is just that simple. Because once beat all those good teams, the ego gets high, and you said they play like a team that can't be beaten.
Yeah,
I think they don't play
like that against
great
good
team.
Teams.
I agree.
They always come to play against good competition.
I'm not saying it can't be done. I just think it's unlikely.
But
I think it can happen. Like I said, I don't know.
It's back and forth,
man. Yeah. But I have South Carolina. Dawn Staley's just. But here's my thing: if LSU does meet with South Carolina, LSU's winning the third matchup straight up.
Surely, right?
Straight up.
You would hope. You would really hope.
You would think. Can't be.
Because I promise, if we. You know what? Never mind.
All right. But guess what time it is, boys? It is time. It is time to end things off as we have to continue to do our lovely Poo Poo Broussard of the Week. That goes out to the worst performance of the week, whether that's a team, a player, a coach.
Oh,
so
man.
Who is y'all?
Yeah, let me go
week?
Last.
Boy, do I have a Poo Poo Broussard for you.
I really hope we don't have the same one, but I'm very curious to hear yours.
This is very random. You know who mine is?
Oh, God. Well, who is it?
Mr. Tiki Barber.
Oh, man.
The thing.
That's a name I haven't heard in a
while. The thing with Saquon about, oh, you're dead to me. Don't speak. Like,
who are you?
Who are you? Look, man, I will never fault professional players for looking out for themselves and doing what is best
on their worth
for themselves and going to get money. And he was missing the obvious point is. The Giants did not offer Saquon Barkley a contract.
Yeah.
They chose to pay Daniel Longneck Jones over Saquon Barkley. And you want him to stick around and put his body on the line for a Giants uniform? And I'm glad that he became a meme around the entire NFL because I think that's exactly what
he was. Yeah, because, I mean, the Ravens were using that for Patrick Queen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Tiki Barber, I hope you can look in the mirror and be like,
you gotta
man,
say it.
I'm a grown man.
Tiki Barber.
I shouldn't have done that. Tiki Barber, you are my Poo Poo Broussard of the Week.
Sorry, I have to use it. I have to use it.
Let me go last.
I'll go next. Okay. So this week, was obviously, look, what was it, Michael? It was conference championship week,
yes,
right? And so Kent State is up 61-62, something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
And a Kent State forward, Julius Robbins. So Kent State makes a layup to put them up one with 5 seconds to go. No timeouts remaining for Kent State. So yep. It's not like they can – they just have to drop a play and say, hell with it. Well, what does Julius Robbins do? He purposely fouls after they take the lead. He didn't know the lead. This is with the damn NCAA tournament on the line, man. This is a rival.
Yeah.
Julius Robbins 2 years ago made a post, and it's very profanity, so I can't say it's vulgar, where he pretty much was given his words to the Akron Zips. He doesn't like them, and he never did. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't.
But I'll have to show y'all that after this podcast.
Yeah.
So he fouls.
Yeah.
Akron goes on to sink both free throws, and the Zips would win the game. So Kent State, Julius Robbins, you are my poo-poo Broussard of the week.
All right. Here we go. So mine goes back
a week
and a half, basically.
Okay.
We haven't had one because of spring break, so now I finally get to talk about this. Jeff Duncan. Okay, Jeff Duncan. He's a sports writer. He puts out stuff with news, you know. Well, he liked to prematurely announce that Michael Thomas
would
get traded. He announced on Twitter that he was going to be traded. Well, like, just he was incorrect on his tweet, basically. He went out, said, oh, he's going to Michael Thomas and the Saints are going to part ways, blah, 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 blah. Michael Thomas had a contract where his contract was over after this. He had a player option. He was able to leave and get out and go do whatever he wanted. He decided to leave. But this all happened after Jeff Duncan had put the tweet.
Yeah.
So then Michael Thomas went out and had to look like the bad guy because he goes out on Twitter and goes off on the man. I mean, absolutely goes off. Insulting him.
Didn't he have something that had said, like, Jeff Duncan has a guy that on the inside of the Saints staff that's telling him things?
Yeah. I think the reason why I bring this up as my poo-poo Broussard is because, honestly, what are we doing? This man was the most beloved, like, Saints player.
Well, that's the media for
him. But it's just like, what are we doing? This man is, in my opinion, when he wants to be, still one of the best wide receivers in football. And what if when he goes out and plays on a team this next year, whenever he gets a chance to play, he's going to be very impactful. And so I think it's just a bummer. New Orleans Saints, Jeff Duncan, as a Saints fan, it's just very sad to see Michael Thomas go. So
Jeff Duncan.
You are my poo-poo Broussard winner of the week.
All right. That's our final one, man. After an hour and 7 minutes, guys, this is definitely the longest one, longest Hodges huddle probably in history.
Yeah.
But that's going to do it for us this week. I cannot wait to come back in a week, see how wrong our answers were in March Madness. See, Cinderella.
I don't even remember half of like my picks already.
No.
That's not a good sign.
Just to ask, I mean, how many brackets are we filling out? Because I've done about 6, 7 so far.
I'll probably make 3 or 4.
Yeah,
I'll make 50.
I have one with NC State winning it all, just because I want to see it. So
okay, yeah, all right, well. I want to thank you, Michael, for joining us, and Jaden as well, on this calm little Tuesday, as you like to say. But I'm Andre Champagne, and this has been the Hodges Huddle.